It's that time of the program to welcome Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor-in-chief of MI Tech News, which is bi-weekly now, or I should say weekly, twice a week. How do you say that, Mike? It's bi-weekly?
No, I'm never really sure about it. Bi-weekly no. Every other week or what? I've never got that straight.
Semi-weekly.
Semi-weekly. There we go.
Well, you don't have to worry about bi-weekly because it's free.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to buy anything.
Yeah, very good.
Anyway,
shot there.
Every week we invite Mike in to give us a sample of some of the headlines in MI Tech News. And we also have another special guest we're going to bring on in just a moment. But Mike, looking at some of the headlines there, this is kind of interesting because as we drive into the studios here at WJR in the New Center area, which we pass by Grand Boulevard, on Grand Boulevard past Woodward Avenue, and the Q line, which is that new street trolley line, is open. And there was a long line of people waiting to get on. This weekend it's free. But one of your headlines was that Rocket Fiber, if I got that right, Rocket Fiber will be providing free Wi-Fi service on the Q line streetcars.
Yeah, I mean, it's free in the sense of you don't have to pay for it, but the city's paying for it. It was a competitive bid, Rocket Fiber won. Now, the edge they had was where they put the cable down the track where the Q line runs when they laid all that in way back when. So they were gonna do that so that they could expand the reach, the geographic footprint to other areas of the city. And they ended up winning the Wi-Fi contract as well. And that started the same day as the streetcars on Friday there, May 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with if you're within 300 feet of one of the stations, you get the Wi-Fi as well.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I'm glad it's Wi-Fi. Otherwise, you need a lot of cable.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
My only question is, are any of the streetcars named Desire?
Need that rim shot. Forget it.
Yeah. The next thing you know, they'll be throwing rice-a-roni at the weddings.
Yeah, there you go.
Another headline there. The Michigan Science Center Studio Zone is opening up.
Yeah, indeed. On Michigan Memorial Day, we never know what the weather's going to be like. So if it turns out to be nasty, you have a refuge. You can go see a 4D theater, the Toyota Engineering Theater. It opens on May 27th.
Wow.
Now, I've seen 4D. It is very interesting. It's almost lifelike. So I'm excited to actually see how the theater is going to turn out. So I need to get down there. We get Tanya Matthews on our show every month, and I have to call in that marker and have her bring me into the theater so we can do something there. So.
Absolutely. By the way, the show that Mike is talking about is a show that he and
Matt Rausch,
one of the other great media writers, Matt Rausch, is on the program with you. It's called M Square Tech, and it's at the Podcast Detroit Network, and it's heard on Mondays at 3 p.m. Hey, just quickly, before we introduce our mystery guest here.
Mystery guest.
Yeah, I like that. In a newspaper published in the academic journal Renewable and Sustainable Energy Reviews, an interdisciplinary team of engineering and energy policy experts at the Michigan Technological University says the first step of getting the military to be, you know, right up there on the cutting edge is to outfit military infrastructure with solar photovoltaic-powered microgrid systems. Can you get that any simpler?
Well, essentially, it's solar panels, and they're all hooked up together into a big system, and the technology and the know-how already exists to your base. It needs 17 gigawatts of power, and apparently it's available right now, and Michigan Tech has done this paper on it that explains how it could all work.
All right. By the way, the other person that we wanted to have on the show with us today is Dave Phillips, somebody that you're very familiar with because he's with Podcast Detroit Network, and so are we. We've had him as a frequent guest here, along with Bob Waltenspiel, who is the co-founder of IT and the D. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks. How you doing, Foster?
I'm doing very well, sir. I wanted to have you on specifically to talk about something that Mike had in the M Square TechCast last week, talking about a program that you folks are starting along with some other folks up in the Flint area called, it's an IT Academy, I believe.
Correct. So we've had the Career Academy set up on our site for a while, where people could get access for a really low cost to about 1,100 classes. They could even get an accredited associate's degree. What we've done is we've partnered with MEDC, the state of Michigan, the Mid-Michigan Goodwill, and a couple other folks where, you know, Flint obviously needs a lot of help.
Oh, yeah.
So for literally no cost through grants and everything else,
oh, wow.
people can go through and get those entry-level certifications. And this is kind of a key difference between what we're doing and what a lot of other programs are out there. These are the CompTIA certs. A+, Net Plus, Security Plus in particular, that mm-hmm. employers are looking for. And then this is where the IT and the D networking group steps in. We have the employers that are literally sitting there waiting and begging to hire these people once they're through those classes.
Wow, great synergy that you put together there. So say that again, because I'm having a hard time believing. It's absolutely free for the folks in Flint?
It is completely free, and we are looking to expand it into, obviously, Detroit and throughout the Metro Detroit and Southeast Michigan region.
Dave, what's the link to that? I'm going to make sure we put this up on on our homepage as well.
Sure. People can go to itinthed.com/careeracademy.
Hey, Dave, if someone's willing to drive to Flint for those classes, can they get them, or do they have to be a Flint resident?
I believe right now it's residents of Flint, and for what it's worth, I mean, so the way this is set up is it's all online. Goodwill Industries has a facility where people can go through the classes and take the proctored exams, because, I mean, that's obviously the key part. I mean, like, you know, you can go through the classes all you want to, but you have to go through that proctored exam to get the actual certification. And so that's kind of key. I don't know the exact answer to that question, but I can find out and let you guys know.
Do you figure if someone wants a job bad enough, they'll be willing to do darn near anything to get it?
I would imagine so. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, right now the IT industry, and this is kind of why this is good timing, you know, with the layoffs that some of the retail giants have had and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. this is a perfect time for people to transition into the IT industry. And so what this does is this basically gets them that entry level help desk job. You know, you're not going to be making $100,000 a year to start, but you're going to be making a good salary. The story we always point to, we call it the path, is Bob's brother-in-law. And so, you know, 4 years ago, he was painting floors as a job and a career. We set him down this exact path. We walked him through this. He's now got a really nice, really well-paying job with one of the financial institutions here in the area, working in their data centers.
Oh, that is...
But I hear he still paints floors at night. Right?
That's right. Only when his wife tells him to. That's how that works. Yeah.
Now, Dave Phillips, by the way, from IT and the D is with us right now. And again, that address is itandthed.com/careeracademy. I'll post that along with Dave's, more information about that and the logo for IT and the D. Dave, this isn't just, I mean, this is online, but you're seeing, if I'm not wrong, Mike, and you maybe let the cat out of the bag on this, this is just the beginning of what you're hoping to do throughout.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, this is just step one. I mean, the MEDC and the state really wanted to, you know, try to do something for Flint because of everything that's happened there in recent history that we all know. But no, the intention is very rapidly to roll this out to other areas and other regions as quickly as we possibly can.
So when
I think that one of the things I really like is you don't have to have any skills. You don't have to have any background. They'll teach you all this stuff.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's the point behind these, you know, these three particular classes, the A+, Net Plus, Security Plus. They are designed to take someone who knows nothing about computers and get them into that entry-level help desk job. Wow. And then the point is, you stay there for 6 months to a year.
Sure.
You figure out what you want to do, what you like, what you don't like, and what you might want to study up on next and grow and mature in IT.
That is fantastic, and what a great place to start with that offering to Flint. But as you said, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Dave Phillips is with us here. He's from IT and the D, and they are the folks who run the Podcast Detroit Network, where we're part of that, and so is M Squared Tech. Yes, thank you.
Yep.
And it's MI Tech News is, of course, a feature that we have here every week with Mike Brennan. Mike, thank you so much for connecting us to this. And Dave, thank you so much for this. We want to keep in touch with you as you push this forward and we make this available to as many people as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir, for being with us. Dave Phillips from IT and the D, thanks. And Mike Brennan, thank you for being with us again this week. Folks, again, all you got to do is go to mitechnews.com and put your email address in there, and you will get the headlines we've been talking about here, and keep in touch with what's going on with entrepreneurship and technology in the fair state of Michigan. Mike, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Foster. You too.